My clock hit 9 o'clock here. I think everybody is here.
Yes, everybody.
So I will go ahead and call to order the special board meeting for the Five Cities Fire Authority for Friday, June 11th. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Just to remind everyone, we're still under Executive Order N2520. This is a teleconference meeting, and the public, if they want to participate, can call in by phoning 1-833-611-0393. If you could please join me silently in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Tricia, could we get a roll call, please?
Yes. Chair Storton?
Here.
Chair Lee?
Here.
Board Member White?
Here.
Very good. Everybody is here. Thank you. For agenda review, I do have one item. I'd like to move closed session immediately after this agenda review item in order to accommodate our labor negotiator and his schedule. Does anyone else have anything else? Otherwise, if I could get a motion to approve that.
I will go ahead and make a motion that we approve the agenda as amended.
So seconded.
Thank you. Can we get a roll call, Tricia?
Yes. Board Member White?
Yes.
Vice Chair Lee?
Yes.
Chair Storton?
Yes. Thank you. So we will move into closed session, and could I get our attorney to announce closed session?
Be happy to do that. Members of the board, we're going to convene in closed session on our conference with labor negotiators pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6, agency negotiators with Jay Johnson, Nicole Valentine, Carla Maddox, and Tashina Urino. this is also in regards to the Represented Employees International Association of Firefighters, Local 4403.
Great. Thank you for that, Mr. Hale. We'll now move to our Zoom meeting, and after the closed session is over, which I don't think will take very long, we'll return to our teleconference meeting at that time where we will announce anything that's necessary regarding our closed session at that time. So we'll adjourn from this phone call, and we'll move to Zoom. We'll see everybody shortly.
Thank you.
I'm here again, I hope.
Hi, good. Everybody.
I think we're back.
Hi there.
Hi.
Steve's back.
I hear Karen. Is Jeff back yet?
Yeah, I'm here.
I am as well. Yep.
Okay, so we have Jeff, Karen, Keith, Chief, Tricia, and Dave.
Yes. I'm here.
Okay. I haven't heard the chief yet.
So
Lieberman's here.
I think the chief's. Yeah, the chief's here.
Oh.
So do you want me to go ahead and read out our any reportable
that'd
items?
That'd be great if you could for a closed session. Thank you.
Sure. That'd be great. members of the board, we're reconvening back into open session from our closed session conference with labor negotiators. as of this time, there's no reportable action.
Great. Thank you for that, Mr. Hill. And we'll move on to approval of the minutes, which there are none to approve at this meeting. I'd like to move into community comments and suggestions. At this time, if anyone from the public has any matters they'd like to discuss that are not on the agenda, can do so at this time. Tricia, do we have anyone waiting?
We do not have any public comment.
Great. Thank you for that. We'll move on to the consent agenda. Item one is our cash disbursement activity. Does the board have any questions regarding that issue?
I have no questions. Karen White has no questions, but I noticed what the chief was talking about in regard to uniforms. And I won't say any more.
Okay. Jeff, do you have any comments or questions?
No questions for me. Thank you.
Okay. We'll see if we have any public comment on the consent agenda. Tricia?
No public comment.
Great, thank you. I'll bring it back to the board for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion we approve the consent agenda as the, yeah.
Great. Karen, thank you.
I will second.
Jeff, I'm, okay, great. We have a first and a second. Can we get a vote, please, Tricia?
Yes. Board Member White?
Yes.
Vice Chair Lee?
Yes.
Chair Storton?
Yes. Passes 3-0. We'll now move on to our protest hearing. Chief, I'll turn it over to you.
Good morning, and thank you. Good morning, Board. Steve Lieberman, Fire Chief. This is the culmination of our annual weed abatement process. Today is the mandatory weed abatement protest hearing, followed by a recommended board action of issuance of an abatement order. As you know, on May 21st, the board considered and approved a resolution that established weeds as a seasonal and recurring nuisance. We've gone through the process of notifying property owners based on initial inspections. We've done re-inspections. We've met with certain property owners, and we're now at the point where we have a final list of unabated properties to bring to the board to give any of these property owners an opportunity to speak to the board regarding the property being on the final list. And with appropriate board action and affirmative action, we will turn this list over to our retained contractor for abatement. I do want to point out that we do have several large properties. They're in the city of Arroyo Grande city limits. We have two properties that are 11 acres and one that is 7 acres in size. And abating that those properties in total would be just strictly and realistically cost prohibitive. So with those properties, what we will do, because this is another way for defensive space in lieu of a wildland fire, but we will ask the contractor to abate 30 feet back from the property line. So we will not have the contractor mow the entire property, but we'll create a defensible space between the properties that are needing abatement and any adjacent properties. I think I will stop and see if the board has any questions at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. As far as any protests or objections, are you aware if we have any?
We do not have anybody that has called in regarding the protest hearing today. There were a few phone calls this week that we already took care of, but as of right now, there is nobody that has contacted us to protest today.
Great. Thank you. Jeff, do you have any questions regarding this item?
No questions from me. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you. And Karen, do you have any?
No, nothing here.
Great, thank you. And Trish, I'll just check in again. Do we have anyone that wants to speak publicly on this item?
We do not.
Great, then the, I believe, a form of a motion in order to move forward, would that be the next step for this particular item?
That would be correct, Chair. You'd essentially put on the table a motion. that you acknowledge conducting a protest hearing and create administrative record in the motion that nobody has submitted a protest at this point in time. And then you'd give orders to the chief to proceed forward with abatement of those properties that have not been removed from the list.
Great. Thank you for that, Mr. Hell. Go ahead, Jeff.
I'll go ahead now. I was going to say, I'll go ahead and make a motion based upon what our attorney Hale just mentioned, that the board considered, held a public hearing, considered a public protest of which we received none, and upon completion of that public participation, I would recommend that we issue an order, an abatement order, to the fire chief for the purpose of removal of weeds per the jurisdictional lists provided in the staff report.
Thank you, Jeff.
Second.
Nicely done. And a second. Very good.
Second.
Thank you, Karen. Can we get a roll call, please, Tricia?
Yes. Vice Chair Lee?
Yes.
Board Member White?
Yes.
Chair Storton?
Yes. Passes 3-0. We have no continued business. We have no new business. We're now at board member items. Do any board members have any items they want to place on a future agenda or obtain consensus to direct staff to prepare any further information in the future?
Go ahead.
Karen, if you have something, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I suppose I don't even need to say it, but the fireworks trauma continues, and I'm assuming that after the 4th of July, because I believe this is our last meeting before the 4th of July, I'm assuming the chief will be up and at him on the 4th of July, and then we will have some kind of a report after that time.
Yes. I'm sure we'll have some kind of report. I actually put on my list of a potential future item is for maybe this board having a discussion about fireworks and how it impacts the fire authority, and perhaps we as a group could make a recommendation to our cities for future decision-making processes. Obviously, we can't do anything about this 4th of July, but I would entertain at a later date, maybe this fall, having the discussion with this group.
I would support that wholeheartedly.
I'd be supportive of that as well, and also in an effort to, the chief had mentioned previously, I think that there is some minor inconsistencies between our three agencies in various things. I think some of the training requirements or who does the training with respect to fireworks, and it'd be great to have that those inconsistencies kind of laid to rest, and so that all three communities and the fire authority know how to proceed in the best and safest fashion possible.
I'd agree with that. I also think we need to entertain the discussion, as hard as it may be, whether our communities should continue with fireworks just based upon drought conditions that are approaching and safety issues. I think we need to seriously include that in our discussion.
I agree, and from a Grover standpoint, and when we did declare our stage one water declaration, there was a slight discussion as to whether there would be other impacts, and fireworks could be an impact if we went to higher stages of water emergency. So I'm in agreement with that discussion as well.
Great. Chief, do you think, do you have the information you need, and we can move forward with that at a later time?
Yes, I've made some notes, and I've already compiled some information to share with the board in the near future. But staff understands and will be returning to the board.
Great. Yeah. Thank you for that. Okay. With no other board member items, we'll move on to fire chief items. Chief, go right ahead.
Thank you. I'd like to talk about fireworks.
That was quick. You are quick.
Thank you. Board, Steve Lieberman, Fire Chief. Just a little bit of additional information on the board discussion. I did attend the annual mandatory fireworks meeting, which requires that a representative from each of the nonprofits who has been approved for a booth in the three-member communities attends a meeting at the fire station. And I found the meeting very informative for a number of reasons, but primarily I noticed that there's still subtle differences between each of the member communities related to process, related to hours of booth operations, related to safety issues. And some of them, frankly, are just carry forwards from days of old. For example, one of my favorites was the number of fire extinguishers we require in a booth. Obviously, we want 5-pound dry chemical fire extinguishers. Both Arroyo Grande and Oceano require two, one at each exit. The City of Arroyo Grande's ordinance still reads that you shall have one 5-pound extinguisher plus a 5-gallon bucket of water. So Trisha has been very helpful. We've assembled a worksheet that I'll be sending to you shortly of these subtle discrepancies along with a proposed standard as proposed by the Five Cities Fire Authority. But I think it's an opportunity for as long as the communities support the sale and use of safe and sane fireworks that we get this cleanup language in place, which will help everyone. A lot of the booth vendors were very confused as to who they should, at what point should they be listening, at what point should they not worry about it, and this will simplify the process for everyone. Just wanted to move on quickly to weed abatement. I know that was an item that we moved forward to move forward on this morning. Every year is a reminder that there's an opportunity to educate the public on what the weed abatement program's purpose is, and it's to reduce fire hazard versus potentially a nuisance, for lack of a better description. An unkept or ugly yard may or may not present a fire hazard. And with the limited funding that the fire authority has to perform the abatement process, we really need to get the community's buy-in. And I am the first to admit it's going to be difficult, that just because your neighbor has dry weeds in their yard and it doesn't look as nice as you would like it to look, it's not really a weed abatement issue. Tricia and I drove around and looked at many of the properties that remained on the final list, and we could remove those that were nuisance and not really in need of abatement. So that's something that's going to take additional discussion with the fire board and eventually the member communities to get some buy-in on, because I will tell you it'll be a challenge with our residents. And so just stay tuned for more coming from Five Cities Fire Authority staff. Moving along, a couple more items. I wanted to talk about Station 3 and the recurring brownouts there. So as you know, with the Third Amendment, we had to hit pause on the strategic plan transition to full-time staffing, including Station 3. As you know, also, we have reserve firefighter positions at Station 3. We have three approved positions. We have two folks doing their darndest to fill those three shifts. And we have asked the union to work with us and offer any open shifts on a voluntary basis to any of their members so we can maintain the station being open as much as possible. What is coming to the surface is there's going to be an issue. There already is an issue, and it's not so much our folks, but it's a perception issue with represented employees, so union employees, filling a non-represented position. And I just want the board to have this awareness because at some point I anticipate that the union will no longer be able to help us on a voluntary basis. So, again, we're doing everything we can to keep that station open, but with the constraints of the Third Amendment, it is a challenge. Today the station is closed. The captain from Station 3 is over here at Station 1 where they'll be running a four-person crew, but we'll still be taking care of Oceano without the station being open. Lastly is I will be sending out the infamous doodle poll request to the two city managers and the district manager, hopefully this morning, to get together and meet over the cost and data analysis that I've completed. As soon as that happens, hopefully in time for the July board meeting, I'll be able to bring that to the fire board for presentation, review, and any direction on suggested changes, modifications. That concludes my report. Are there any questions?
Thank you. Jeff, do you have any questions for the chief?
None for me. Thank you. Good report, chief.
Thank you. Karen, do you have anything for the chief?
No, I don't.
Great. Thank you. Chief, I was just curious, as far as weed abatement, certainly we can have the discussions as an authority in the future. Do you think as we progress and have discussions with how the fire authority may align, will there be recommendations through that process with something like this, like weed abatement, and perhaps maybe even, I don't even know if weed abatement is the right term for what you do. Certainly it's a fire safety issue, but maybe weed abatement is one thing on our city side and fire safety is another issue on the fire authority side.
And I agree with that statement. I believe at some level, there's a code enforcement opportunity, whereas on the other side, if a property is truly a hazard, that is something that the cities have to work and the district need to work with the fire authority on. So again, I think it's one of those conversations that we need to have, and it's going to take a lot of public education, but I concur with your assessment that it really is two different programs.
Okay. As we certainly it'll come before us again, I'm sure, and we can maybe perhaps have a discussion and even a recommendation if the board feels that's appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just going to say that, can I say one thing?
Yes. Go right ahead, Karen.
In the community of Oceano, the issue of code enforcement has become quite a challenge at times because the Oceano Community Service District has no powers for code enforcement. It has to come from the county, and they are not always responsive, and I can say that in public. They are not always responsive to our requests. Anyway.
Okay. Any other items, Chief? I think we're done with that item.
That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move on to general counsel items, which there are none. Board communications, do either board members have anything they'd like to present at this time? Karen, do you have anything?
No, other than have a great 4th of July.
Thank you. Jeff?
Nothing from me either, just to have a great 4th of July. I will be out of town that weekend, so sorry, Chief, I won't be able to get your – well, you can still send me texts, but I won't be able to go with you on a ride-along if we have an opportunity. But there is always next year, and hopefully it will be a safe and sane 4th of July for everyone this year.
Great. Thank you for that. And, yes, same to everybody. Have a great 4th of July holiday. And I have no other communications. We'll move on to closed session is on the next item, but we took care of that at the beginning of the meeting. And I will move on to adjournment. So we will adjourn the meeting. It is now, well, what time does my clock say? 9:38. Thank you, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.